Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 98, and I am your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete, and known around the world as a guy that helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s completely transform their body through helping them naturally increase their testosterone levels, nutrition, workouts, recovery, and all the protocols that you need to help you lose weight, improve your health, and balance your hormones. And thank you so much for being part of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, because this podcast is specifically designed for men over 40, just like it says, even men in their 30s. You know, I spent over 5 years of my life really and truly focusing on health and helping men all over the world completely transform their bodies and transform their health through our Over 40 Alpha program. And I want to help you. So this podcast is specifically dedicated to topics, bringing on different professionals, throughout different industries to help educate us men on our health, on our mental health, on our overall fitness, and being the best alphas we can be. Because we're put on this earth to provide, to protect, and procreate. If we're not doing that on an ongoing basis, if we're not being the king of our kingdom, if we're not focusing on helping and being the best we can be for our wives, for our kids, for our grandchildren, for our parents, for our brothers and sisters, for our community, for people at work, for the people around us, the only way that can happen is if we are the best we can be. So we need to learn and we need to implement it. And today's topic is, I know, going to hurt a lot of people. It's going to probably be controversial, but the truth hurts. The truth hurts. And, my goal is always to help get results. Bring people who are going to help you get results and help you get the best and optimal results. And a lot of those times, you're going to hear things you don't want to hear. You're going to try to find different ways to kind of, short step the system. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. But today's episode, we're going to talk about alcohol and testosterone and weight loss and how that affects, how alcohol affects your T levels, how alcohol affects your weight loss. And this comes on a brand new study or a brand new Health Canada recommendation. I live here in Toronto. I'm Canadian. And there was a study that came out here's the thing. I didn't need this study to wake me up, but I'm happy that this came out, or these new guidelines came out based on studies that they were doing, so that people will think twice, right? Think twice. Because, and you know what? It is no fault of anyone else, because specifically here in Canada, before, the guidelines for alcohol consumption was 2 drinks per day. That was kind of like, okay, if you're having 2 drinks per day, you're cool. You're going to just be right under that chronic health, right under that. Like, you're not going to, put yourself in jeopardy of getting chronic health diseases, cancer, heart disease, strokes, right? That's what was, so, we come home, you have a beer, you know, maybe have wine with your wife every day after work. It's a hard day of work. Ah, no problem, right? Well, it turns out now that the guidelines are not two drinks per day, but two drinks per week. Two drinks per week. That is a recommended, and that's a recommended consumption that our Health Canada has actually found out. Lo and behold, it's been something that's, you know, I mean, listen, alcohol. Well, we're gonna dive into this. Okay, we're gonna definitely dive into this for you. But I'm gonna dive into this for you. But that's what spawned this for me. Because I have talked about this before in my coaching calls. This comes up all the time. You know, guys in my program, the Over 40 Alpha program, which let's before we go deep in, let's segue into the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood Workout Nutrition and Brotherhood. If you need a program, or if you're listening to this right now and you're like, you know what? I think I want to, you know, I need a program right now. I'm struggling with weight loss. I'm struggling with losing belly fat. I'm struggling with building muscle. I'm struggling with just finding the motivation to work out. I'm struggling to figure out what type of workouts to actually do. You know, I'm struggling to find the right foods to eat. I'm struggling with injuries. I'm always getting injured. I always have this back pain. I don't know what to do. I'm getting old. What do I do? Is my life over? No. It's not over. The next 40 years of your life can be the best 40 years of your life. 100%. Don't muffle it by saying, oh, well, I don't really want to live till I'm like 90 or 100. Because you will want to live till you're 90 and 100. But you don't want to live till you're 90 and 100 in, like, you know, in a wheelchair. With you know, drooling, you know, you can't even move, you can't even see, you don't even know what the hell people are saying, you got dementia. No, you want to be fit, healthy, doing burpees, and that can happen, but it has to start right now. And lucky for you, I have a program that has helped tens of thousands of men all over the world. Listen, I'm telling you, all over the world, different color, different races, different backgrounds, different history. But everyone who comes into the program comes in needing help, whether it's like all of the things I listed, right? Low testosterone, imbalanced hormones, and the transformation that happened through having a program specifically designed for men over 40. That is the key, my friend. If you're listening right now, my brother, it is a program designed for you. Programs out there aren't designed for you. They're designed for a lot of them for women, because women consume the most when it comes to fitness products, when it comes to diets. Like, you know, listen, I've been online fitness for 15 plus years. So I know if I want to make a ton of money, if I put together a program specifically for women, they're going to buy it more than men are. So most of the information out there is for women, not for you. And we can't do the same workouts as women. We can't have the same nutrition as women. We can't do the same things women can. We're not women, we're men. And also, programs out there aren't designed for you. They're designed for the younger cats, the bodybuilders, the high performance athletes. But men over 40, 50, 60, 70, or seniors. But what about us? We're sitting in the middle. We're lost, but not anymore. You're not lost anymore, because if you want a program that gives you follow-along workouts. These are follow-along workouts. Literally, you click play and you're training with the Funkster. Literally, every single day, you're with the Funkster, you're training, follow-along workouts, body weight, or with dumbbells. We have to build muscle. So, of course, we've got dumbbell versions that you can do in the comfort of your own home or at the gym. You can do or the body weight versions. So follow-along workouts with warm-ups so you don't get injured, with a stretch after so you don't get injured. Ab and core circuits, because we've got to straighten the ab and core circuits. So all of those are follow along. Plus, we've got recovery. We've got mobility. We've got yoga. We've got things that will help keep you injury free. Remember, I talked about those guys who have the knee injury, the back injury, you know, always getting injured. No more, because you have a program that can teach you that. Plus, you've got a program that most importantly is going to teach you about the nutrition, because nutrition is 80% of the battle. 80% of the battle. You got to have your nutrition on point. So feeding the foods that are going to help you, that are going to ensure that you naturally increase your testosterone levels, balance out your other hormones, lose belly fat, build muscle, lose weight if need be, which most guys have to do when they first come in the program. Increase energy, function with energy, with vigor, with drive, with focus. And eating the foods that, hey, you choose, the ones you like. Plus, you're going to have a brotherhood of men from all over the world who will be there for you and support. If you're watching the video, you can see over 40 brotherhood tattoo. You can see that I am an over 40 alpha. And guys are getting these tattoos. Why? Because they're living a lifestyle that's changing their lives, not just their lives physically, because these guys all come out and start to transform their bodies, and now they got six-pack abs. And now they want to become alphas for their families, but they also want to help guys coming in. If you need that help, if you need that support, if you need that brotherhood, and I'm coaching every single Sunday live. I do Funk Hangouts every single Friday in the Facebook group. Get on there for $1. Go to over40alpha.com for $1. Listen, just try it. Like 30 days, try it. Okay? Prove me wrong. Prove to Funk that, okay, Funk, I'm going to try your program for $1. If I don't like it, I can just easily cancel because we got Sarah, we got Vanessa, we got Marianne. We're going to make sure that when you cancel. I'm not here to steal your money. I don't want your money if you're not going to be in the program. I got too many other guys who are ready to work and willing to put the work in. I don't have time to work with people who don't want to work with me and get results. Plus, you can use the app too. And there's 3 years of programming, by the way. 3 years. Every phase is 28 days and every phase is different. And I know how to program, my brother, specifically for men over 40, because this is what I did. Best-selling author, been on CBS, NBC, ABC, all of those. Written articles for freaking men's muscle and fitness, men's journal. Listen, you're in the right hands. But go to over40alpha.com and join for $1 for 30 days. If you don't like it, but I guarantee you, if you start, you're going to stay because you're going to change. So over40alpha.com, $1. Go there right now. Stop this right now. Go there and take the time to sign up. And it's an easy flow after you sign up too. All right, let's get into this because I talked about our coaching call that we had probably a year ago on this topic, alcohol, testosterone, and weight loss, right? So, because January is generally, actually it was last January. Now that I think about it. Because January is usually dry January, right? It's people they've got their New Year resolutions, and one of them is, you know, getting into shape. And with getting into shape, generally you are, you're not going to drink. Generally, you give up drinking. That's the goal, anyway. But what happens after you give it up for 1 month is, you know, you just feel better. You look better and you feel better, right? You know, you just feel completely better. When you give it up for a week, you reverse health issues you may have, like, you know, blood sugar problems or, weight loss, you know, better sleep, you know, more energy, less fogginess. So that makes sense, obviously, because what you're going to learn. But let's back up a bit and talk about our number one male hormone, which is testosterone. If you've never listened to this podcast before, my number one thing is helping you naturally increase testosterone without taking, testosterone replacement therapy. We can do this naturally. 95% of the men who have low testosterone, it's mostly lifestyle issues. So you target that. So testosterone, like I said, is our number one male hormone, and it's responsible for everything. So like if you have low testosterone, if you're sitting right now and you're like, okay, you know, things like erectile dysfunction or infertility or you're losing your, losing that sex drive is one of the biggest indications first and foremost. But as your testosterone levels decrease, which happens every year after the age of 30, your testosterone levels decrease 1 to 2% every year. Okay. So low testosterone is gonna be responsible for, like I say, like low libido, low energy, depression. I got depressed when I had low testosterone levels. You're gonna probably start to feel it in your belly, so you have more belly fat, although that's a lot of estrogen levels. It's gonna be very hard for you to build muscle, loss of strength, loss of bone mass. All of those things, you're not going to have any drive. You're just going to feel like a shell of yourself. A lot of times guys come in and they say, man, I don't feel like a man. I don't know what it is. So that's generally like low to some of the things. Well, the testosterone is responsible for everything, right? Like we need it for our sex drive. We need it for muscle mass and bones. We need it to lose weight. We need it for energy. We need it for confidence in your drive. We need it for a better mood, like lower your anxiety and have just a better mood. We need it for developing a better quality of life. We need it for fat loss, right? And we need it for overall health. So our testosterone is number one, but right now testosterone levels are the lowest they've been in modern day history. They're continuing to decrease year after year. It's insane. Low testosterone affects almost 40% of men aged 45 and older. But I think it's even worse now because there's more and more men in their 20s that have low testosterone in their 20s. And a lot of that is due to our lifestyle. It's our lifestyle. Our lifestyle. We've got to change up our lifestyle, nutrition, the what we put into our body, what we stay away from, ensuring that we're not, a slave to prescription drugs that increase our estrogen levels and cortisol levels and play havoc on our testosterone levels. We need to ensure that we are exercising and doing it in the right way, because we also suffer from sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging. So, when you reach 40, actually, even when you reach 30 is when everything starts to decline. And yes, things do start to decline, but it doesn't have to decline. Like I'm saying, I'm looking at men every day in the best shape of their lives. Even me, I'm 53. I used to be a professional athlete. And I'm in better shape now than I was then. No doubt. So we need it. We need estrogen. But there are some things that affect our testosterone. So we need testosterone, not estrogen. I'm sorry. We do need estrogen, actually. We need a bit of estrogen because we do need good estrogen. And we need a bit of it because that's going to help with our sex drive. A healthy sex life. But there are two hormones that stand out that affect low testosterone, okay? And that's cortisol and that's estrogen. Too much estrogen and too much cortisol. Because we do need estrogen and we do need cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. We need it. We need cortisol because cortisol is going to be, it's our stress hormone. So it literally, like when we wake up, we need cortisol. Right, to keep us awake. When we're right now, my cortisol levels are probably high because I need to be focused. It's like a fight or flight. I just need to be like on point and focused. So cortisol gets released. Cortisol gets released when we work out. Like, so there are certain times when we need that cortisol level to be high and release, but it's the chronic cortisol. It's the things that we eat that cause cortisol levels to increase. It's the stress throughout the day that causes it to be there all the time. And that's something that causes low testosterone, like cortisol, estrogen, inflammation, insulin resistance, all of those things. Plus your lifestyle, obesity, like, I partner with Steve and Anton, and I will get to the alcohol. It's very important that you understand the importance of testosterone and what affects it. Because once we get deep, once we start talking about alcohol, it's gonna click in. It's gonna be like, oh yeah, I talked about cortisol, he talked about estrogen, inflammation causes low testosterone, lowers testosterone, insulin resistance, injuries. When you're injured, this is a sedentary lifestyle, right? If you are overtraining, if you're working out all the time, like a lot of fighters, I've worked with fighters. I work in the UFC, but I used to have Funk MMA, which was with fighters. A lot of them have low testosterone. If you were to check their T levels right now, they'd be super low because this is the training, right? Medications. I was on a prescription medication for my back and I stopped taking it. Literally stopped taking it and just continued with my mobility, which ended up being one of the best things for me to do, because that prescription drug, A, wasn't doing anything for me but lowering my testosterone and my sex drive, right? So prolactin, right? So having high levels of prolactin, because that converts into estrogen. So like milk produces a lot of prolactin. So there's tons, you know, hypothyroidism. Alcohol is one of the biggest ones that cause low testosterone, alcohol. Okay. So what is one of the ways that alcohol affects your T levels? Because remember before we keep diving in here, I want you to understand how alcohol affects your number one male hormone. The actual hormone that is responsible for everything that you're doing. If you have it optimized, you're going to have optimal health. You're going to be able to build muscle much better. You're going to be more metabolic. Well, the more muscle you have, you're going to be more metabolic, but you're going to have less body fat, belly fat, body fat. You're going to have energy. You're going to have better mood. You're going to have more confidence. You're going to strive in the bedroom. Like, it's everything, man. Your health, you're going to have way better health. All those chronic things like, you know, high blood pressure, heart disease, chances of stroke, high cholesterol, all of these things that literally all of these guys, not all, but a lot of guys come in with, but that's not due to, I've just been struck with high cholesterol. No, that's because of your lifestyle. Oh, I've got high blood pressure and I take my blood pressure pills. No, you don't want to take your blood pressure pills. Oh, yeah, I'm pre-diabetic. Well, I've got type 2 diabetes. Like, you don't wear that like it's a freaking badge of honor. Don't wear the fact that you're taking prescription drugs because of your pre-diabetes, because of your type 2 diabetes, because of your blood pressure, because of your cholesterol. That's not a badge of honor. That's a badge of, hey, man, get your shit together. What the hell's going on here? Why are you a slave to prescription drugs? To Big Pharma. Stealing your money, giving you stuff that's killing your number one male hormone. Wake up. That was my little rant there. Because I see it. It's like, oh yeah, I gotta take my diabetes pill. What? The hell is wrong with you? Do something to get off those pills. Anyways, you will learn through the podcast if it's the first time you're on it, but they can get quite passionate. Because, and I'll tell you why. I get passionate because I see so many men transform their lives. Like, literally. It's insane. Insane. Their bodies transform. Their lives transform. Their relationships transform. The prescription drugs. The window, garbage, see ya. Because the doctors are taking them off of it. It can be you if you're struggling. And if you're not struggling and you want to learn more about alcohol, this is how alcohol is affecting your testosterone levels. Number one, your thyroids. Sorry, your thyroids. Number one. The glands, baby. There are three glands that are really important for producing testosterone, right? The hypothalamus, right? The anterior pituitary glands and the testes, right? So it starts from the hypothalamus, and then but there is a process that happens, right? The hypothalamus will release gonadotropin releasing hormones. I always get that. I can't. That's a tough word for me to say, but hey, tough word for me to say. Big deal. Gonadotropin releasing hormone. GnRH. Anyways, so that gets released, and it acts as your and it just starts that process of going into your pituitary. Like, so it starts the process. It acts on the pituitary gland, and the pituitary gland will release two hormones: luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. Both those hormones are going to be released, and then they're going to travel down. And they're going to get to your testes. And once they get to your testes, they're going to be waiting for cholesterol, because they're going to be like, all right, we're here, right? We're here. This is just kind of giving you a high level. We're here. I need cholesterol so that we can, because cholesterol is a precursor to testosterone production. So that's why we have to have healthy fats, because that produces good cholesterol, which we need in order to start the production testosterone. So once that happens, your testes start to synthesize testosterone, and the production happens usually in the morning. That's why sleep's more important. So with all of that happening, right, the GnRH, your luteinizing hormones, and your stimulating your follicle stimulating hormone, your testes, all of those things. So that whole process. Well, with alcohol consumption, right? So this is more for heavy drinkers, but still, that what that does is it actually interferes with the release of LH, FSH, and your gonadotropin releasing hormone. So so drinking alcohol does that, right? And it damages the cells in your testes. The cells that are responsible for alcohol, for testosterone production. So think about, you've got the cells in your testes, which I talked about. You've got that whole flow from the hypothalamus using those hormones to get all the way down to your testes, and it's affecting your testosterone production. Insane, right? But that's more for chronic alcohol, but still, we're just scratching the surface, because even short-term effects of alcohol on your testosterone levels, right, will impair your hypothalamus and pituitary glands, which are, again, are responsible for that whole process, right? And again, there's a lot of research behind this stuff. There's a research that was done that where they gave men, there were two groups. There was one group of men where they gave whiskey, one pint of whiskey every day for 30 days. And the other group were just alcohol, like they were chronic alcoholism. And the group that I'm not sure if they ever drank before or not. I'm not sure if that's it. I got to read. I'm going to read more into the study. But that group of a pint of whiskey for 30 days straight. I know someone who's actually does that. But a pint of whiskey for 30 days straight. Their testosterone levels dropped by a third a day. And they actually reached the similar levels of the men who were alcoholics by the end of that month. That's crazy. So that's number one. So we know, and again, this is research. You can go and click on the research studies. You can say, okay, well, what's Funk talking about? Let's dive into research. Everything I do is backed by research studies. I'm just not one of those guys who will dive into it on this podcast. I just try to speak in lay person's terms. If you want to go and dive in, go for it. There's other people who do that as well. But now let's talk about beer and estrogen. Oh, estrogen's a female hormone, right? So let's talk about what estrogen does to you, first and foremost. Estrogen is a female hormone, which we need estrogen. We need a bit of estrogen. Of course, I told you we need it. We need it for a healthy sex life. We definitely need it. But too much starts the belly, so you get belly fat. Too much estrogen. I know exactly when men have low testosterone, probably and a lot of estrogen, just by the belly fat, right off the bat. If I see a man with belly fat, the guy's got low estrogen, and which means he's got low testosterone pretty much. Right? There's a correlation. Because if you have too much estrogen, blocks testosterone production. Too much. Also, you have the man boobs. So I know a lot of men who come into my program with the boobs, the man boobs, and that's so self-esteem crushing, right? Kills you to know that you have man boobs. Like, kills, it's not, no. I feel it. I'm literally saying hey, the self-esteem that you must have. If you have man boobs, looking at them every day, it's like, God damn it, how do I get rid of these? Well, I'm going to tell you, there's that the number one thing you got to think about right off the bat, unless you were, you know, abusing anabolic steroids, is if you're abusing anabolic steroids, probably estrogen levels. But it's estrogen, right? And that's why you can get breast cancer too. Not only can you get breast cancer, you're going to get that prostate cancer too. So let's talk about how alcohol converts into estrogen, specifically beer, right? Beer has phytoestrogens. So it produces estrogen-like substances, phytoestrogens. And so what's happening again, because if your body is producing phytoestrogens, it just thinks you got too much estrogen and it's going to decrease your testosterone, right? And plus prolactin too. So prolactin, phytoestrogens, estrogen, like, I mean, we could do a whole freaking podcast just on that, but I'm just focusing more on what beer has, because here's the thing, marketing throughout life, your life, if you're listening to this, we've always thought beer was like the manly drink. I'm going home and have a beer. I mean, I drank tons of beer. But you know what? I drank tons of beer, but I always had a belly. Always had a belly. They used to call me Buddha belly. Even when I was a professional athlete, I you know, start off the season, six pack. By one third into the season, I'm always wearing a tank top. Why? Because I got a belly. Why? Because that's what happens. There's chemicals in there that act as, they contain phytoestrogens and prolactin, like barley and hops. So, and wine and liquor too. Wine and liquor too. Bourbon, all of that stuff has phytoestrogens, right? Because phytoestrogen can naturally occurs in many plants, which increase your estrogen levels and decrease testosterone. So thinking about beer as being that, and of course, that's where you get the beer belly, right? Because, I mean, there it is. It's like, that's like if you drink a lot of beer and you stop drinking that beer, I'm telling you, in 60 days, not only are you going to feel better, but you're going to look better and you're just going to feel more like a man, as opposed to drinking away your sorrows. Now let's talk about alcohol and cortisol. Remember we talked about cortisol? We talked about too much cortisol, chronic cortisol. Well, alcohol increases your cortisol levels. It increases your stress hormone, right? And so, again, it's just, listen, your body, like I say, will naturally produce cortisol because it's a stressor, so we need it. But when you're adding things in your body that release it and produces more and more and more when we don't need it, that's where we get into problems, right? That's where we get into the health issues, right? Again, short-term induced cortisol is going to increase your blood pressure. For sure. And it's gonna help us, but too much of that is gonna continue to increase that blood pressure. It's gonna decrease your testosterone levels. It's gonna cause, again, more belly fat storage. Right? And then alcohol and just weight gain. Like, so now we talked about testosterone and we talked about how much that affects it. And again, guys, 100%, the number one thing you should do right now, aside from getting complete blood work, is getting your testosterone levels checked. Like right off the bat. Get your hormone levels checked. because you don't know where you're going to go until you know. You don't know where to go until you know where you are. Because you can assume, but that's what a lot of guys do. They'll just assume, I'm assuming. And then they realize, oh, shit. Well, my assumptions were out the door because my testosterone levels are at 200. And they should be at 700. They should be at 600, actually. We've got our alpha zone. 600 nanograms per deciliter is our goal, 600 to 1200 plus, or it's, and it's 15% between 8 and 15% body fat, because below 15% body fat is optimal for testosterone production in the body. So when you come into my program, the very first thing we do, the very first phase is the fat loss phase. We're trying to get you down as close to 15% now. If you're starting at 30 or 40%, we know you're not going to get down to 50, but we're starting that process through a lifestyle change. But alcohol, if you're adding alcohol in, not only does alcohol have a ton of calories that are empty calories, but again, it's that, you know, you see it, even two drinks a day for men will give you significant weight gain. And it's not just the beer belly, because estrogen also causes visceral fat around the liver, which is extremely dangerous. And listen, as we get older, we don't recover like we used to. Our bodies aren't as optimized as they were when we were younger and had a ton of testosterone. So we've got to cut that back. Plus, whenever you drink, there's a lot of no sleep, so lack of like good deep sleep that we need, not only for everyday living, not only for everyday energy, but for your hormones, for balancing your hormones. So, you know, I mean, it's tell me, do I really need to tell you that beer and alcohol cause weight gain? Like, do I really need to tell you that? Because you know that already. If you're listening to this, you already know that. You don't need me to tell you. Like if you and your wife are drinking every day a wine or alcohol or beer, let's say you and your wife every day, and you look at yourself and you don't give a shit because you don't give a shit about yourself, obviously, right? And it's not, again, I'm not saying this in a negative way, because of course you give a shit about yourself. Of course you do. You just don't know where to start. But our society plays up men being obese, right? Like, it's okay for men to be obese. It's okay for you to have the belly fat. Look at all the sitcoms. The husband's freaking 300 pounds. The wife is 100 pounds and beautiful and hot as hell. In reality, I don't see that. Do you? I don't see it. It's not they make it like it's always happening. Generally, if I see an obese husband, the wife is not that far behind because they both are living the same type of lifestyle. So if you're living with your wife or your girlfriend and you're both having alcohol and you start looking at your girlfriend, and of course you don't have sex drive, she still has a sex drive, but she's gaining weight. You're like, why are you gaining weight? I don't understand. We just have one wine or one beer, or maybe your wife's asking that question. It's the same thing for both sides, man. You're going to gain weight no matter what. There's no, okay, well, what if I drink, non-fat beer? I don't know. There's all this, you know, of course, marketing, they're going to do whatever they can to get it into your hands, my man. Anything they can, they'll tell you anything. They'll say anything. And you know, nowadays, it's not like, oh, well, they're not going to lie to me, because, you know, they don't lie. Of course they lie, because they need to make money. So know that. Know what comes with taking, oh, well, what can I drink? Is there anything I can drink that, you know, I won't gain weight? Maybe should I drink vodka or should... No, it's not going to happen. All of the things I'm talking about is going to happen no matter what you drink in regards to alcohol. Let's talk about alcohol and health. What happens to your health? Cancer, we just talked about that. Heart disease, we just talked about that, right? Because that's what the Health Canada study talked about. right? Alcoholism, because our society now has more mental health issues, more people with mental health issues, suicidal issues, depression. That's what I'm looking for. What do a lot of people do when they're depressed? Not everybody, and I don't have stats to prove this, but I'm talking bro science right now. They drink. A lot of people drink to try to feel better. They start doing drugs to try to feel better. And you know what? If you eat healthy, if you working out will automatically give you those hormones that will make you feel better. If you're feeding your body with good food that's not causing inflammation, that's not causing all of these things, that are increasing your testosterone levels and giving you your hormones what they need and keeping down the other hormones and are causing all of the imbalance. And it also allows you to have the drive to go and get help with any mental illness or mental health problems you're having. It gives you more of a drive to say, hey, there's hope. There's hope. I'm feeling better. There's hope. Now let's go talk to someone and figure out where this whole thing started from. Right? It can be easy. It can be that easy. It truly can. It honestly can be that easy. Because I've been there, man. So you're talking to someone who's been down, addiction, who's in recovery. Well, you're in recovery for the rest of your life. Yeah, I mean, that's it. And for the rest of your life, which is amazing. But I've gone down that road. And I know as soon as I changed up, it was like, let's go. Seems like changed the way I've treated my body. Right? What I ate, working out, everything. It's like, all right, let's get rid of let's figure this shit out now. Let's go see somebody. Let's go figure out our addiction. And now let's help other men around the world. I'm just a normal guy, man. There's nothing. I'm like you. So hopefully, after hearing a lot of this stuff, you're like, okay, I get it. If I drink a beer or have a vodka or have some wine, I know what's going to happen. So the choice is, do I want to go down that road? Or do I want to live a life where I hit my goal and then I can slowly introduce alcohol back into my life? How about that? Because generally speaking, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, or 90s, you've already partied the shit out of your life. Unless you don't drink. But you've already done all the drinking. Because here's the thing, guys. I say this all the time. People will say, well, Funk, I just like to have a drink in my hand. I'm going to a social event. I'm going to a wedding. I'm going out for my boss's, 10-year anniversary for whatever. And, I just like to have a drink in my hand. But the whole point of going to a social event is being social, being there, being present, talking to people with your memory, with your brain intact, not affected by alcohol. We're talking about alcohol right now, right? You want to truly, it's about the people you're with. It's about being able to, hey, how's it going, man? Like that's what socializing is. The alcohol isn't the socializing. Because if that's what you think socializing is, drinking beer, having wine, then hey man, you should go get some help. Because socializing means going out and being amongst people. And if you are in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, remember, you are going to be the patriarch of your family, whether you want to be or not. Because of age, you're going to become the patriarch of the family just because of age. As you age, you're going to be the one that people will look up to when shit goes down. But imagine having a barbecue. You're the one having the barbecue. And oh, there's grandpa or there's dad. He's sloshed out of his mind. He can't even get up and walk. He can't even do anything. He's talking shit. Look at him falling down over there. Look at him falling into the pool. That's our father. That's our patriarch. That's the person that we're supposed to look up to. No, man. Get your shit together. So the whole excuse of, oh, well, I need a drink, don't buy it. Right? Weddings, all that stuff. You don't need it. You don't need it. And the other thing of, oh, well, you know, pressure. Well, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, you're 80, you're 90. There's no such thing as peer pressure anymore. Literally, there's no such thing as peer pressure for you. You're a man. No, I don't drink. And you know what? After a while, people will just accept it. Because at first, when I first, well, you know, I'm not telling you to stop drinking completely, but let's just talk about if you're like, you know what, I'm going to give up drinking for like 3 months. Let's just say 3 months. I just say 30 days, but I'm just giving you an example because I'm going to talk about my example. And I'm going to talk about the example of guys in the program, in my Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, usually say it happens when they stop drinking, because when they stop drinking, they still go out to weddings and parties and family functions and work functions. And people will always ask them, do you want beer? You want to drink? You want to drink? Why are you drinking? You want to drink? You want to drink? What's wrong? Like over and over and over again, even if you tell them 10 times over, because they're used to you having a drink in your hand. So why would they not think you're not drinking? Like, you have to understand that it will take probably the 2 months before people don't even start asking you. Because that's used to happen to me all the time. You want to drink? You want to drink? You want to drink? You want to drink? You want to save people? And then all of a sudden now, when I go out anywhere that people know me and I go out, it's, here's your water. People actually will have water. Oh, I know Funk's coming. I have Perrier water set aside for you, my man. You know? Because it's been so long. And it's like, oh yeah, Funk doesn't drink, but Funk's still the life of the party, because I still am the life of the party. I still want everyone to have a good time while I now am sober enough to, okay, look over. Oh, that guy's really, really drunk. Okay, well, they'll take care of him probably a little bit later. Oh, she's destroyed. Okay, no problem. You know, talk to people. Like, you're just having that control, and then you wake up the next day, you feel better. You do things, you feel better. You go home, you feel better. You help people get around, you feel better. You clean up. Like, that's what an alpha man does. Not sloshed. We did the slosh out of our minds. We did that, even on vacation. Like, what's a vacation if you're just going to get destroyed? A vacation for us now, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, should be okay. I'm going on vacation, and I'm going to go hiking. I'm going to, you know, enjoy the culture of where I'm going. Yeah, maybe I'll sit on the beach for a bit. Still going to get some of my workouts in, still going to try to eat healthy, but I want to enjoy this trip. I want to see things I've never seen before. I don't just want to sit on a beach. And if you do want to sit on a beach, that's fine. But know that as we're like just sitting on a beach and getting destroyed and then coming home, that's not a holiday, really and truly, because how much more are you going to feel stress-free when literally you're just forgetting things? And then now you come home and you still got all that stress you're trying to escape, right? Or relax from. But really and truly, you're just destroyed. Now you have memories of you barfing on freaking Brenda, who you don't even know, when you got destroyed on day two of your trip, or pissing in the pool in front of 300 people, you know, and so on and so forth. So the point I'm trying to make is, yes, you can have alcohol in your life, for sure. I mean, who am I there? Who am I? I'm just giving you information. You're going to take that information and you're going to apply it however you want. But how I usually tell people, get to your goal first. If it's weight loss, if it's building muscle, if it's your testosterone levels, get to the goal first. Hit that. You're going to get there way much, much faster without alcohol. Way faster. You're going to feel good about it too. You're going to have clarity. And once you get there, then reintroduce it in. And you're going to see right away the difference. You're going to see a difference in the way you can recover. You're going to see a difference in the way it makes you feel. You're going to see a difference in the way it makes you look. Because you've probably gone through a ton of hard work for 90 days. You're now starting to see the six-pack. And I'm telling you right now, all it takes is two or three drinks, like two or three drinking sessions. I think even two drinking sessions, specifically at our age, and you're going to start seeing the belly again. You're going to be like, wait a minute, where did all of that go? I was like right there. Like I was looking in the mirror and I could see the outline of the six pack. I'm literally right there, man. I can see it. I'm in good job. Okay, great. Let's go on vacation, honey. Let's do this. A few drinks. Only 2 days. Come home. And you're like, or even if you don't go on vacation, maybe you're just going to a wedding or something. You're going to see the effects of that very, very quickly, let alone feel the effects. But that's why I say hit your goal first. And then listen, obviously, you're good. And what's going to happen is, listen, you want to have control over what you put in your body. You want to have that control. So if you want to drink, go ahead and drink. If you have a guilt-free day or a guilt-free meal and you want to have a drink, go for it. You know, I tell my guys, listen, you have guilt-free meals. If you want to enjoy some wine or enjoy beer on your guilt-free meal, go for it. But no, it comes with consequences. It comes with consequences. And some guys go, consequences, consequences, as long as I can have a beer. But it comes with consequences. So 2 weeks down the road, which again, generally happens in the brotherhood coaching call. It's like, hey, coach, you know, I'm just having a little bit of mammoth problems losing the last bit of belly fat. Well, what's the nutrition like? It's the first question I ask. It's okay. Have you had any drinks? Yeah, you know, I've had drinks here and there. I'm like, all right, well, they already know. I don't even have to say anything after those two things. I have to say anything. They're like, cut out the drinks, right? If you want to get to your goal or if you just want to keep struggling. Like, why keep struggling? You're working hard. Why work hard and not get the results you deserve from working hard? And then you can add it in. Go for it, man. But remember, it's 2 drinks a week now, not 2 drinks every day. And if you were an alcoholic and you had been drinking for a long time and you do have, you know, ailments because of it, quitting alcohol can reverse all of that stuff. Reverse damage to your brain, reverse damage to your testes, reverse damage that you've done to your body. It takes a while, 10 weeks plus. I think there's some studies that show that even in the male reproductive tract, you can reverse all the damage done by abstaining from alcohol for 10 weeks. And then obviously during that time, cutting out the junk food, cutting, you know, eating a balanced meals, right? Alpha max test, testosterone boosting, metabolic boosting meals, working out regularly, focusing on your sleep, focusing on recovery and decreasing stress will start to optimize your hormone levels and will start to optimize your health, because that's what we want to do. Remember, why are you here? You're here because you are on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. And yes, maybe in your 40s or 50s, you're not procreating, but that means you're having a healthy, loving lifestyle and sexual lifestyle with your wife, right? You're not a slave to prescription drugs. You're not a slave to all of that stuff. And yes, you can have alcohol. Listen, you can listen to this and go, whatever. And also, I'm just going to, one last thing before I go. And hopefully you learned something here. You learn the effects of alcohol in your body. I want you to think about something, because you will see a lot of fitness guys tell you that you can drink and get the six-pack abs. They'll tell you that to your face. But you have to understand, A, how old are those fitness guys? B, are those fitness guys on testosterone replacement therapy? And C, how old those fitness guys, what are they peddling? Are they peddling something to you? They peddling some, you know, low calorie alcoholic drink? Like, we're different. I'm not saying that doesn't work for those guys, because they're younger guys. They recover better. But remember, testosterone levels are lowest it's ever been in modern day history, and extremely low in the guys in their 20s. We're seeing it more and more and more and more. And if you have kids, you don't want that. You want to be a beacon of a role model that your kids can look to and going, that's my dad, man. This is where he was. And look at the way he's turned his life around. And look at the way he's focused on his health. And man, my wife, my husband, my father or husband or whomever doesn't even drink anymore. And if he does, it's once in a while. Sure, once in a while. Go for it. But again, just be aware of what's going to happen to your body. Be aware of the things that you will know right away. Oh, my God. Belly fat's coming back. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just not 100% focused when I'm at work. Oh, I'm a little bit more lethargic. Oh, the cholesterol or the heart. I went to see the doctor and there's been some things off here in some of the blood work. Oh, you know, my testosterone levels are decreasing. Oh, okay. I know exactly what that is. And then take action on it. Right? Listen, like I said, I'm going to end with this. We've had our days, man. We've partied our faces off. We don't need to go down the party road. We've done it already. And when we go to social events, it's about socializing. It's about community. It's about being with the people around you and focusing on them and the conversations you're having and the things that you are doing with them and enjoying and milking every single ounce of togetherness. I guess that's a word that you can get because we were just in a pandemic that shut everybody down. So the last thing you want to do is poison your body and poison your mind with things that will cause you to go out of control and do things you don't want to do, specifically as an alpha man. So hopefully this sheds some light on alcohol and how it affects your testosterone levels and how it affects your weight. And you can go down the rabbit hole and start going through and seeing all of these amazing studies and research that support a lot of everything that I'm saying here. All right, my man. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Again, go to over40alpha.com. If you've listened to this and you're like, you know what? I'm liking what this brother's saying. I am buying what he's selling. But I still have to prove to you that I can help you. That's why I have a $1 trial. I have a $1 trial because I have to prove to you that the programming that I have, which is designed for men over 40, is going to help you. I know it's going to help you. I already know, but I have to prove that to you. Like, you know, you have to go, okay, you have to do the work. And I'm giving you I'm not giving you 7 days. I'm not giving you 14 days. You can't do shit in seven. And in 14 days, you're just starting to feel the effects. So I'm going to give you a full 30. And guess what? Phase one is 28 days. So you're literally going to be able to get through a full phase. Well, realistically though, you're going to join. It's going to probably take you a few days, but I guarantee you by week number three, you're going to be like, all right, I'm either going to go quarterly. I'm either going to go 1 year because here's the last thing that you may not care about, but I guarantee you will care about because every 3 months in 1 year to Alpha, which is our very first program. It's our first program. It's a 12-month program where you become an alpha, you become an OG, an alpha OG. We've got a lot of OGs in our program, which means men who have gone through 1 year of programming. Not many men in this world can do that. And none of these guys thought they would be able to do it. But they did it. We have a lot of OGs, baby. We've got a lot of alpha OGs, and they wear it proudly. How do they wear it proudly? Where they get a shirt every 3 months you hit a milestone, and you get a shirt. And that shirt says something that indicates the hard work you put in. When you become an alpha OG, you get the name on the back of this shirt. You get another shirt that signifies your milestone and you move into alpha plus, which is another 12 months. And then you get other things throughout that process. But hey, let's not rush the beat here. Over40alpha.com, $1, 30 days. I want to see you in there. And for the first 30 days, I don't want you to drink, and you're gonna see what the byproduct of that will be. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I'm Funk Roberts, and I'll see you on the other side. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.